Right then. Good morning. The Chris Moyle Show. 8:30. BBC Radio 1. Let's bring in Mr. Peter Andre, our mate. Here he is.
Can I just say for the record?
He's so buff.
Can I just say for the record?
But yeah, come and sit around here.
They're not hip hop hugs.
Are they not?
Hip hop hugs. Can I just say?
Come around here and hug me then before you sit down.
I'm going to say, but I have to tell you first.
Good Lord.
These are not hip hop hugs.
Right.
See, what happens is Greeks love to hug, right? We're a bit too emotional. So
sure.
Everyone feels a bit uncomfortable. Like you did, sir.
I was only uncomfortable because everyone's watching.
You felt uncomfortable. But then what happens is we do the in between hug, which could look a little bit like
Just give me a hug.
I'm going to give you a hug.
All right, here we go. Now, you watch two professional huggers.
Now, this is what I mean.
Are you ready?
Hey.
Oh.
See, and there's the waddle as well. Do you see that?
They're waddling.
It's almost like...
And the squeeze.
And you just want to pinch each other's
cheeks.
Yeah,
all right. Don't touch my cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to let you do that after a few drinks.
You see, I would do this, Peter. I would... See...
Oh, that one.
That's
that
the hip-hop.
Is that hip-hop?
What about with the hand on the back?
No.
This
isn't the interview I was expecting this morning, Alan.
That can be creepy, can't it?
Hey, sit down.
Yeah, well, I guess it's how you do it.
Mm. Really. Oi, Andre, sit down. What's wrong with you? Behave. Look, he's taking his jacket off.
Yeah,
he's ladies. Oh, look at that. Oh, my gosh, look. He's so buff.
You know, every time I see Chris, we talk about going on this...
You're so buff.
...base camp... Kilimanjaro. What?
Oh well, yeah, whatever it was,
and we never do anything.
No, of course not. But I like
one of those call me, let's do lunch things, and it never happens.
No, it never happens.
And we never even eat breakfast.
I tell you what, I'd rather go for lunch with you than go to Everest Base Camp.
Well, I don't know. You inspired me last time, remember?
I didn't inspire you enough. You haven't done anything.
No, well, exactly.
Right.
The thought in embryo was fantastic.
It's the thought that counts. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good. I've had my coffee. I feel good.
Good.
So you've heard the news? Did you wake up this morning to hear the news?
Yeah, I heard about it last night before it was announced. Could have waited till after my interview.
Do you know what I mean?
Morning? I mean,
what do you think about him with the England captaincy? Do you think he should?
I think he's disappointed a lot of people,
sure.
But you know, I think he'll be fine.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, he will.
Yeah,
exactly.
I hope so.
Got a good looking wife, really.
Well, there you go. Peter Andre has finally spoken on the John Terry subject, and I think now we all feel a lot better.
I love the music you're playing in the background.
Oh, yeah, it's a little bit too...
understated.
This is my new theme. It's,
do you know what it reminds me of? Back to the Future at Universal Studios.
It is a little bit like that. Yeah.
Standing in the queue, waiting for about 7.5 hours.
Oh, you got to get those special passes against the front.
Yeah. It is. I can see Doc Brown just appearing on the screen now.
Marty!
Sorry.
Do you know... It's weird you should bring this up. I watched a bit of Back to the Future 2 the other night.
Love it.
And I decided, I think I want to buy myself a DeLorean.
Well, can you not buy Paddy Keelty's? Because I think he's in the market of selling that one.
Well, no, I don't think he's selling it.
Is he not?
But I don't think they're practical. It would be great to have a DeLorean car from Back to the Future. But it means that you can't park in multi-story car parks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We only really like the DeLorean, I mean, if you ask my opinion, was because of the doors. Which is, so you can get that on a Peugeot 106.
What,
now.
The doors that go up?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you were going to have... If you're going to go to the time and effort...
You may as well get a plane.
You may as well get... Well, get a DeLorean rather than put doors on a Peugeot 206. No offence, 206 drivers.
Yeah, but 206 are a lot cheaper.
But you know that's the problem when you go to the shops. It's because if there's two cars with a space in the middle and you park in the middle, you can't open the door, you can't get out.
You've
you
got
need,
a point,
you
actually,
need that room.
Yeah.
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 See?
Do they go that way or though? Are they gull-wing doors or do they...
They go up.
Okay.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You
thought they went forward.
Now, do they go like that? This is very visual.
I wish you could see this,
like
guys.
That, or like that.
Do it again, Dave.
Have you ever seen wax on, wax off?
Like that?
Karate
or like that?
If that's more like wax off, no, wax over here.
There's two ways of doors opening upwards.
So how did you find out about the news last night?
Well, I was doing a signing in Basildon, which was brilliant. And do you know what? I signed from 5 o'clock till 10:30 at night.
What?
Brilliant. I know. I kept signing the same person's CD about 150,000 times. No, it was incredible.
Seriously, you said you signed for 530?
No, about just over 3,000 people last night.
Amazing,
incredible. So I did that, and then I got the call, and I thought, great, I'm going to go into Chris Moore's tomorrow. Every time I come in to talk about something, great. And that was it, really.
So you had no idea that this was happening or planned?
No, not at all. But, you know, that's... Well, it's not my business.
No, absolutely.
Really.
No,
it's pure coincidence that the music has got very dramatic.
I can hear it.
You still speak to her, though. You're on speaking terms, you and Kate?
Look, I've always said this. For the kids, I'm amicable. And I said it from the start and I say it now. So, you know, you hear things about, no one talks to each other. But when it comes to the kids, of course you
do. Well, you have to. You know, said this last time. You're tied together for the rest of your lives because you have children together.
And the kids, you know, they want to... You can't... Well, on my side anyway, I know this for sure. You can never let them know things that they don't need to know.
Yeah,
you always just... Everything is as normal in their heads. You know what I mean?
When's the cut-off, though? When's the cut-off point? Because obviously the kids are at an age now where they don't really they don't really fully know what's going on.
Do you mean when's a cut-off point? When do you tell your kids, kind of thing?
Well, when do you... Because obviously it's not just, you know, it's the TV shows and it's the lifestyle that you lead. Well, do you think there'll come a point where you go, I need to stop this now because now the kids are getting older?
Look, I love my job, right? And you know, you have to also at the same point think you do get opportunities in life, and you know, my work's, touch wood, because of the British public, and that is the truth, is going really well. In a way, it's silly to turn your back on it, and I wouldn't. But of course, there's going to come a point, like there does in anyone's life, where you just think, I've got that lovely home in Cyprus, and I go, I think barbecues, I think chilling out, you know. But I'm only 36, 37 next month, thank you very much.
Yeah.
So, you know, granddad? It's a bit early to just think like that, I think.
All right. Well, you know, it must be very... it must be a little bit weird today, though.
Do you know what? This is... Honestly, I've thought about this. I thought about this morning, and I thought, as long as there's a good influence to those kids, then I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any negative feelings inside me. I just think, you know, as long as they're happy, great, but as long as they're a good influence on my kids, that's all I care about.
Have you seen him with the kids? Have you spent any time together like that so you'd know what he was like with the kids?
No.
Right.
No.
But all the reports seem that, you know, he's all right.
To be honest with you, I didn't not watch Big Brother because I was being spiteful. I just didn't watch it. I mean, we're in full-on rehearsals at the moment. Anyone that knows me knows I don't get in till quite late. I leave early from home. And the same thing happened with that whole I'm a Celebrity thing. So I've kind of kept my distance.
But you must have seen some of it.
I didn't see one. I swear on my life, I saw one episode of I'm a Celebrity, and that was the night that the guy, George, the American guy, left.
George Hamilton.
Right. And I remember sending Gino a text going, Gino, my friend, I've just watched this. I'm telling you, you're going to win this. I remember saying that to him, and I saw him yesterday, and he goes, Peter, you told me I love you. And
you didn't watch any Big Brother?
I didn't watch any Big Brother, but it wasn't...
It was great.
I heard it was great. I heard it was a good
show. It was a great show.
I heard it was, you know, one of the best series. So
did they ask you to go in the house?
No, they didn't.
What are you smiling at?
Because you look great, Chris.
Thanks very much. Nice deflection.
He's gone shy for once. Did you see him react?
Well, no, because you smiled. You said no, and then you smiled. I didn't know whether that you were, you know.
I guess the question
stunned by my beauty.
No,
or what?
I think the question maybe you should ask me is: Would I have gone in the house?
No, we're not going
to
ask.
No. I was just curious whether they'd asked you to.
Every year, there's always questions about certain shows and that, and yeah, it's not. You know, but I heard it was a great show. So
yeah, no, it was
that's
good.
Great.
I don't think you'd do it anyway.
Nah, do you know what? I don't. Yeah, I think I was very lucky that I was accepted on I'm a Celeb when I went on it, and I'm thinking, I just don't want to go and repeat it because it might not be as
well. Apart from anything else, you couldn't afford to take that much time out of what you do.
Well, I'm pretty lucky. I said to Jamie today, who's filming, I said to him...
Is that the bald dude?
He's not. He's just got a shaven head. Look at him. He's putting his hands on his head.
he's
devastated. That just glare. Killed him.
Yeah, but he shaves his head like Dominic shaves his head.
Yeah, but Dominic... do you know what? Poor Jamie's going to get battered all day.
Does he have to put, like, anti-shine on there when they're filming just so it doesn't get in your eyes?
No, it hasn't got a mirror. It's not got a mirror effect or anything like that. Mm. It's a shaven head. Jamie, you look good, brother. He's devastated.
Surely he's too old.
Did you see he put his arms up exactly on that triumphant bit of music?
He's too old to be working on, like, your show, isn't he? You know. How old is he? What, 55?
He's devastated. He's he's about 103, but he's looking great.
Yeah, who cares about him?
What were we saying? Oh yeah, I said to him this morning. What did I say to him this morning? What were we talking about?
You said stop filming me on the toilet. Wait until I'm at least up.
Oh yeah, exactly.
This goddamn film crew are getting on my nerves.
Yeah, we've only just started again this week.
Get out of my bath.
Feeling good.
How long are you filming for?
Well, we've only just started this week because I'm doing the promo for the album.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So yeah, they always film the promo trips and stuff like that, and it's great. I don't know. We don't film a lot. It's not like.
Oh, what?
Honestly, we don't.
Every time you move, that man's attached to you.
Yeah, but that's.
He's like your Siamese twin.
That's because he's my friend, but he doesn't always have the camera. No, honestly, we don't. Believe it or not. Believe it or not. Like, obviously, you don't believe it. we don't.
It's only because every time I see you, you've got a film crew with you.
Yeah, but that's usually on promo stuff.
Well, that's because, you know, we never go out socially.
Yes, because it goes back to my Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, but if we went out for dinner, you know, he'd be sitting there across the table with his camera. I'd be trying to eat my garlic bread.
And you'd be talking to him about his hair.
It
poor
would be
guy.
Awkward.
We've got it. We can't.
You know.
Jamie Zweig is a good man. I'm going to have a T-shirt with Jamie Zweig is a good man. Wow. I'm going to write that on my shirt. Not today, but I'll do it at some point.
Do you think the marriage is going to last?
I don't know, he seems to like
No,
his
not
girl.
Him.
Oh, Jamie. I thought you meant Jamie. Because he likes...
He's not married.
Because he did tell me that girl there with the boots. Oh, he's going to kill me now. He did say she's very gorgeous.
Who's the girl with the boots?
She works with us. She is actually quite cute, I'm not going to lie.
Can I ask you a question? Let me in the eye and be honest. Have you forgotten her name? Do you say you've called her the girl with the boots?
Yes. Yes. I'm so
good.
Sorry.
See, it's not just me, Dave. Not just me.
No, I know it's not just you.
You know what? You got me on that one.
That's exactly how I would have said it. See the girl with the shoes.
I mean, I was going to say the beautiful girl with the boots, but then that would have been too much. Jamie, why are you covering your face, dude?
All right, listen. Forget him.
Okay.
Forget him. And I know all your answers are, you know, you think about everything that you say and everything. I think this marriage is ridiculous. I like to speak for you, by the way. You can chip in if I say something that you disagree with. And the marriage is ridiculous. However, in the circus that I think is, you know, that carries on around Katie, then as long as your kids are all right, I think that's all you got to care about.
That's exactly what I think. Do you know, I annoy people because I talk about working kids and people go, oh, give me a break. But bottom line is... I care about those kids. They are my entire life. Anybody that knows me knows I'm like that. Probably a bit too much.
Right.
I'm overprotective of them.
It's no bad thing, though, is it?
Well,
I don't think so. I don't think you can be criticised for that.
I can't even say it's a Mediterranean thing because I've seen a lot of, you know, I meet a lot of people out in these signings that are so close as families and they're like all about their kids. So it's not, you know, I would have said it's a Mediterranean thing, but it's not.
Yeah, but you're a nice bloke with good values and you're just being a father. You know, that's what fathers do for their kids.
But bottom line is, as long as they're looked after, that's all I can ask for.
I'd apply for custody of the kids if it was me. That's what I'd do. I'd want them out of there. Out of the circus.
Tough one, isn't it? Have you ever been to? I know.
By the way,
question.
I have no children. By the way, so when I throw these things out about parenting and whatnot, I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I know. I'm not trying to be funny, but actually, have you ever been to a Moscow circus? Because I've actually really wanted to go to one all my life, and you mentioned that a few times today. And for some reason, I've just thought I would love to go to a Moscow.
I've got to say, your deflecting is getting worse. Come on, seriously, have you not remembered anything that you've been taught? that was the worst deflecting. collection you've ever done,
Peter. Still didn't answer my question.
And you've been... Well, I know, but still.
Do you know, that reminds me. Did you see Take That on tour last summer? Because they had a show called The Circus.
Thank you. You see, it's all relevant. It's all relevant.
You're not helping.
Chris,
you're really not helping.
I've been doing this thing lately where everything I say, I look into the camera and go, relevance, zero. But that was quite relevant, I thought, in just a different kind of deflective way.
It was a nice circus link, Peter.
Thank you. But I haven't seen the Take That show either. But I heard it was brilliant.
It was brilliant.
Right, every time Peter goes to talk about his album, I'm going to completely change the subject in a very tenuous way.
Well, it's out now at the moment.
I'll tell you what else is out now at the moment.
Oh, yeah, how's your album?
Oh, Well, it's still available, but that's, you know... Up to Christmas.
But did you notice how he said it's still available? See, we do plug our stuff because we should.
Because I've got no one's show to go on.
You're on your own show.
I was saying this to someone the other day. Whose show can I go on that is like coming on this show?
And Chris, do you know the other day I was in the car on Twitter talking about your show and I didn't even get a reply or a g'day Pete.
Sorry.
Now I said I'm here listening to Morsey.
What's your name on Twitter?
Mr. Peter Andre.
Mr.
Yeah, Peter I mean, Andre. It's not as if I wanted sir or anything, but Mr. was just worked.
But do you know what? Well, yeah, and also probably some thief had stolen Peter Andre already.
No, I had it set up for me by the blogger in America, Perez Hilton.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he set it up for me and he just put it, and I didn't know what Twitter was, and it worked wonders.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'll start following you on Twitter.
No, you won't, but thank you very much.
But you don't follow me on Twitter.
Well... No, he's got a point. What is your name on Twitter? Sorry, can I borrow
your name? I'm Chris DJ Moyles.
Oh, yeah, no, you do follow me on Twitter.
I don't.
It's a fake.
I follow you on Twitter, though.
Oh, it might be a fake one.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think you can only have one person with the same name, as in... Is it Chris-DJ-Moyles?
No, Chris-DJ-Moyles.
Okay.
And it's Chris-DJ-Moyles because somebody already had Chris-Moyles and every possible
but
variation.
But if you notice, we have just now told the whole country your Twitter, which is brilliant.
It's fine.
Because you're going to get loads of followers.
It doesn't matter. You know the rule, by the way, on Twitter. If somebody famous sends you a message, what you do is you check to see how many followers they've got.
Yeah.
Right? So let's say Gordon Ramsay sends you a message on Twitter. Mm. And you go, oh, I've got a message from... And he goes, listen... I've just heard the news about Katie. How are you feeling? Just always check their profile. If they have 3 followers, that might not be the real them.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's true, isn't it?
Because at the moment, there's about 9 fake me's on Twitter.
That's because you're a popular man.
And I'm 2 of them.
Yeah.
So I can get away with all sorts of stuff and say, it wasn't me, it's a fake me. It's not really the real me. So there you go. Peter is Mr. Peter Andre, and I'm Chris DJ Moyles. There you go.
And I'm not on there.
And Dave's not on there.
I love Twitter, but only for, I think, irrelevant, silly little things. I mean, yeah, it's good to promote, etc., but it's good sometimes to talk about complete rubbish like I do all the time.
Do you know, the scariest thing about Twitter is whatever time of day it is, there's somebody on. Somebody will reply. Yep. So, like, when I get...
Yeah, that's true.
When I get up in the morning, I might get in the car at, like, 6:10, and I'll go, morning. And then somebody will reply, going, morning. And I'm like, what, you know? Or if I was in New York with the time difference, she said it's, like, 3:00 in the morning. Yeah. And I go, hey, what time is it in the UK? And someone will go, it's 3:05. I'm like, why are you up on Twitter? But, you know, that's the beauty.
And people do get offended if you say, good morning, everyone.
It's not morning where they are.
Yeah, and they're like, well, hang on a second. Who are you talking to? Oh. So you got to be a bit careful. You got to do the whole good morning in brackets or evening.
Yeah.
Or block them.
That's what I do. If somebody disagrees with me, they get blocked. It's nice and simple. Get rid of all the bad people, keep all the nice people.
Yeah, well, surround yourself with positivity, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
It's like a metaphor for the world.
All right, look, we're going to take a break for the news and then we'll come back and we'll talk about some album or something Peter's got. Oh, I'll change the subject every time he talks about it.
Well, if you talk about it, then it's great. I don't have to say anything.
Peter's new album is called Unconditional Love Songs.
I know, it sounds all a bit soppy, doesn't it? Just a bit. No. But it is Valentine's Day. It's going to get colder this month, so we may as well kind of...
Back to hugging again, aren't we?
Back to hugging, music, you know. Chris, don't give me that look. Classic. Please.
And if you're going to hug someone, you want them to smell nice as well, don't you, Peter?
Which just so happens that I have a perfume available. Do you know what? Let's not do this. After the break, Chris Moores will
You know
mention-
what you should do? You should have called your new fragrance Unconditional.
That would work
And
perfectly.
Then when you had the album Unconditional Love Songs, it all
that
tied in.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Why didn't your people think of that? God
and what
it.
Makes it even more interesting is I love you unconditionally.
Well, that's very sweet.
Mm. You know, but in a brotherly sort of way. They call it bromance.
It's a better name than... do you remember when P. Diddy came in and he had a fragrance called Unforgivable, which I always thought smelled a bit like a Trump.
But okay. You could call it distinctive, and then no, they could say it stinks.
Just stop.
Okay.
Smell by Peter Andre, the new fragrance.
Mm.
The smell of a man. Mm. The smell of success.
Grr.
With a picture of Mr. T on the front.
Don't smell me, sucker! Right, look, let's do the news. And then, Dominic, are you ready for the news?
Have you
ready.
Seen the app?
What?
The app for Mr. T.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one where, goodbye. Yeah, okay. Well, let's talk off the air. We're still on the radio, by the way. Let's wrap it up at this point. Do the news and sport. Come back, right? Dom and Carrie, stand by.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
It's 8:34.
8:37 now.
Thank you. The Chris Moyle Show. Mr. Peter Andre is live with us this morning. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Chris.
Still looking well, by the way. You getting your training in?
Yeah. Did you see the flex? Did you see him flex?
What?
When he did that?
That wasn't a flex.
That was a proper
moving the mic
flex. Sort of. Yeah. I mean, we're doing dance rehearsals, aren't we? I mean, it's driving me nuts. I can't even fit in my jeans at the moment. We actually got Michael Jackson's personal choreographer. This guy, he was in the Bad video, he was in The Way You Make Me Feel. He choreographed most of the Bad tour. So we got a real, real good one here.
I bet that's made you so excited.
Well, it has, because I'm doing a tribute to Jackson. I thought if we're going to do it, we have to do it properly. Otherwise,
in the tour coming up?
Yeah.
Cool.
Starting with Human Nature, which we're going to just do. The lighting's going to be magic. I mean, we're going to do a little dance tribute, which is hot. So, you know, I'm really, really excited. And I haven't danced for years, to be honest.
Do you moonwalk?
No.
Why not?
Well, because we're on Earth, for one. No, I'm just joking. No, I there's certain moves of Jackson no one should, personally, no one should try and replicate.
You should tell Alan that.
I agree.
Oh, well, I remember that last time. No, we're not doing the moonwalk or anything like that, but we are doing some incredible stuff, you know, tight choreography. So.
Yeah.
Peter's 39-date tour, which is sold out, by the way, starts on the 19th of February.
Yeah, very excited.
That's huge.
And Peter will be announcing an arena tour in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, mate, honestly, again, I don't want to sound like a bit soppy, but it is the British public, mate. I said yesterday on this signing, they are the most loyal fans you could ever ask for, because through thick and thin, they just stick by you. It is unbelievable.
Yeah, but so as well as that, like you know, though, that's a very nice thing for you to say. But
it's
at the same time, yeah, I know. But at the same time, if you were a div,
yeah,
people see through it, though.
No, I understand, but I did release Insania, and I still had fans.
Do you know what?
Stuck by me through that one.
Do you know what? I don't believe you. I think deep down, you still think Insania is a good song, because, by the way, when you write something like that, you should never be embarrassed of it.
No, but you know what? Yeah, exactly. I just, you know, look at him nodding his head. And the thing
insane.
Is,
do you do that on the tour?
The worst, no.
Oh,
the
worst what? Thing,
no.
Yes, are you really?
But Mysterious Girl, very, very proud of.
Are you embarrassed of Insania?
Do you know, I think the video was worse than the song. I think the video was, I'm sorry to the director, if he's hearing this, his career's over. No, I'm just joking.
You don't do the tour, why not?
No, I am doing some oldies, though. I'm doing some oldies.
Imagine if you got Michael Jackson's choreographer to do you an Insania routine. That would be immense.
How about no Scott?
Whose decision was it to not put Insania in the live tour? Was it you?
Yeah.
Why?
Can I tell you why? Because I did it on the last tour.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Do you not feel it went down well?
it was kind of, it just went a bit dead. Mysterious Girl comes on, they go mad.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great,
it's a big hit.
And I've got to do that. And we're going to add some different stuff and make, you know, do something different with it. But no, look, Insania, there's certain songs you just got to bow your head down and go, okay, thank you, but... You know.
I disagree.
But I still had fans there.
I disagree, man. I disagree. I think Insania is an integral part of the Peter Andre story.
Chris Moores, did you play Insania? Did you?
Yeah.
Did you list Insania?
We played it.
Yeah, but did you list it?
What do you mean, did I list
it? Okay, you played Mysterious Girl to Death.
Right. Mm.
You listed it. You, I don't know, was it B-list
playlist
or something? Playlist, okay. Yeah. But Insania, you didn't. Why? Because bottom line is, it wasn't a good enough song.
Well, no, we played it. Did it go on the playlist?
It didn't go on the playlist.
All right, fine,
but
whatever.
We did play it.
I didn't know that.
I love the honesty of this studio.
We played it a few times, though, didn't we?
But, I'm not one of these people that hates everything I did in the past. I mean, you know, Mysterious Girl was a good tune. That was a tune for its day.
When you do this arena tour,
yes,
here's what you do, right? You probably know this anyway, but I can't remember who it was. When Noel Gallagher or somebody was saying that, when they do the arenas, Chris Martin or somebody, you know, all you can see, when you do an arena tour, all you can see are the fire exit signs, because it's so dark, you know, people flash cameras, but you can always see those fire exit signs. And apparently the rule of thumb is, when you do a song, like an album track or whatever, and you see those fire exit signs disappear, that's when all the crowd are going to the toilet or to buy a drink. See, yeah. They get to work out which are the least popular songs of the set.
That's very clever.
Isn't it?
That's very clever.
Oh, they're all standing up to go to the loo. Yeah, I don't know, I leave it. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, look, you know, okay. I could have done worse, I guess.
Hmm. Yeah,
that was one of the ones I thought. But you know what? Probably for the... No, I'm not going to do it. No.
Don't be embarrassed by it.
In the book of your life, Insania would be a chapter, wouldn't it? Do you know what I think? Because it was of the moment.
You're so embarrassed about Insania.
Well, no,
I don't know why.
No, if I sat here and said I was embarrassed about Mysterious Girl, I think that would be foolish, because that...
No, not Mysterious Girl, Insania.
Look, you know, it just happened. It was a weird... I was hungry.
Look, it's...
I was in the jungle. I was starving, all right?
It is
I wrote
what it
something.
Is.
Man, that's probably what I wanted to do, was a doo-doo. Well, they had these toilets that were the most weirdest... I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
Hey, by the way, I'd love to go to the Moscow State Circus. I'd love to go.
Thank
and see
you.
Them.
Relevance now, zero.
Yeah. So, the album, Peter's new album, which is out now, by the way, is called Unconditional Love Songs. And it has unconditional love songs.
It does, funny enough.
Sign your name across my heart. That's on it.
Did you know, when I was younger, I always used to think it said, sign your name, I cross my heart. And I never understood the meaning of it. Now, I understand it was sign your name across my heart.
I thought it was across my arse.
So,
that Moscow State Circus album. Oh,
it's amazing. They've got acrobats and everything.
Oh, you make me laugh.
Sign your name across my ass. Do you do that song in the tour?
Yeah, but you know what I do with it?
Do us a favour, just sing ass one.
No, but you know, with my ass.
No, just sing ass instead of heart. Just
yeah, okay, I will, but hang on.
Right.
Do you know what I do with it, though? I sing it on top of...
Sign your name across my
ass. Oh, the echo.
Yeah.
But try singing that on top of a Adamski killer. It works a treat.
Oh. Is that what you do?
Yes.
Right. So, dun, 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 dun. Sign your name across my heart. I want you to be my babe.
Exactly.
Sign your name.
It actually works.
Sign your name. Sign your name. Sign your name. Sign your name. Like that.
As I said, Chris Moore's parody album still available.
Thanks. Went gold.
Did it really?
Yeah. If you're interested, there's a lockup in Ipswich with 99,500 copies of them.
Do you know that happened? That happened to us. That happened. I say us. That happened to me and Katie with the whole New World album.
What do you mean?
Well, it sold well, but it.
They printed too many copies.
Yeah.
How many left?
I don't know. Quite a lot. I think they printed it in the paper once. I was so embarrassed. But I am grateful that it hasn't happened to any of my solo
albums. I tell you what. A mate came around the other day and said, oh, I'm sorry about this. I've got my mate wanting you to sign this copy of the book, of one of my first book for the a mate or whatever. So I look at it, and it's the 12th edition.
Wow.
Now that means that it's been to print 12 times.
Wow.
12th
I always
edition.
Thought that a new edition meant you added something different, but it's not, is it?
No. So when you look, you know, when people go, oh, it's the first edition of Alice in Wonderland.
First run on the print, isn't
that
it?
That means one of the first ones they ever printed. Wow. And then they have a second run and a third run and blah, blah.
Chris might. Oh, go on, carry on.
No. But I can't believe it. Still. I better be phoning this publishing company. I've heard from them since 2006.
You know how you said about Alice in Wonderland? This is true, right? This is really true.
Here we go again.
Now, my brother Chris went to school in a school called Keebra Park in Australia.
He didn't go to school with Alice.
Her name was Alice. Mm. No, Alison, right?
No.
I swear.
No.
Her name was Alison Springs.
I'm not even going to let
Alison,
you say it.
And her last name was Wonderland.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
Alison Wonderland.
It wasn't Alison
Wonderland.
No.
It was.
No.
He liked her too.
I went to school with Teresa Green. Did you remember Teresa Green?
Didn't you go to school with a guy called Boogie who also had that surname?
Boogie Wonderland. Yeah.
Boogie Green. I don't know Boogie Green.
I don't watch GMTV. I don't watch breakfast telly. I'd rather get a tattoo of end ups on my belly. Radio is better, and Chris Miles is the king. He's funny and he's lost some weight and a couple of chins.
Right, more from Peter in just a bit. Meanwhile, music.
The Chris Miles Show. BBC Radio 1.
Take that. Take that. We're number one with number one.
Peter Andre's loving a bit of Wiley, take that.
Yeah. But I did get confused with him and Dizzy Rascal, I'm not gonna lie.
They're different people.
Take that!
Anybody who thinks I can't do it anymore,
we have to rank
back and take that! Boom!
They've got a circus show.
That's right, they've got a circus show.
Mm. It all comes round again, doesn't it?
It does, it's all relevant. Mm.
So if you just switched to Radio 1, Peter Andre's here. He has just flown back from Las Vegas, where he was maid of honour for Katie and Alex's wedding. And he said it was very, very nice. Mm-hmm. He said the only thing that left him feeling cold was the Elvis impersonator was rubbish, he said. And he felt that really put a downer on the whole press farce. I mean, sorry, whole marriage.
Ceremony.
Yeah.
Chris.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy in Australia.
Are you changing the subject again?
No, it's about Elvis impersonator, right?
If you change the subject one more time, I'm going to hit
you. He was called Sydney Opera House. His surname was Opera House.
Peter, look at me. I'm going to give you this.
Right.
The next time you change the subject, I'm going to ask a really embarrassing question.
Okay, but this is relevant. He had a fruit shop called Grapeland.
Okay, right. I'm very tempted to ask a question now.
And it was the king of salad roll instead of the king of rock and roll. And he used to have... I swear, a banana muscuri, which was brilliant.
Right.
No, serious.
Right. You're off your head. Okay, Alan.
Yes.
See this here.
Lag.
Right. This is the Peter's embarrassing question.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll hold on to it.
At any point, if anybody thinks now Peter is moving too far away from reality,
yeah,
then break that out in case of emergency, and I will ask it.
And then this is the noise I make. If I think he's doing it.
If you want to make that noise, you're more than welcome.
I think it adds something.
Okay, listen, I apologise, Peter. You know I like you a lot, and I wish you all the very best. However, Comedy Dave has come up with a game for you to play. Mm-hmm. Now, I swear I have nothing to do with this. I don't know what it is, so I'm going to hand it over to Dave. He will tell me what buttons to press, and then we get to play the game.
Okay, Peter, thank you for coming in on the show. Obviously, we've talked to you about some serious stuff and about what you're up to, but I thought it'd be important to lighten the mood and play a little game. So if you are okay, we'd like to play Mysterious Girls with you. Roll tape.
Whoa, mysterious girls, but can you tell us who they are?
Oh, very interesting.
Who are they? Who are they? Whoa, mysterious girls, we need you to tell us their names in our special Peter Andre game.
Okay, so what you have to do...
That's Dave singing, by the way.
I'm going to give you a scenario.
Peter's now going, give me that embarrassing question.
Break glass in emergency. Here's a scenario. You are on a plane flying back from somewhere like Sydney or Los Angeles or something like that. You're obviously in first class and there's lots of other famous ladies on board. Now, you've got your eye mask on because you've been asleep, so you can't see any of them, but everybody's just woken up because they put the lights back on and you can hear people talking, but you can't tell who these sleepy sounding people
are. I hope the game's shorter than the rules.
Okay, so what we need you to do is identify who these sleepy sounding famous women are. Okay? Let's go for number one.
Peter's now got, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You lost me at the backing track of that song.
Who you lost me at whoa.
Yes. Who is this sleepy sounding lady?
I've learned a couple of things over the past couple of months that may not be appropriate for this evening's press conference.
Lady Gaga.
Is the wrong answer.
Oh. No.
It's the wrong answer.
But have you got the right one?
It was Katy Perry.
I've learned a couple of things over the past couple of months that may not be appropriate for this evening's press conference.
Okay.
Let's go for another one. Another sleepy-sounding lady on board this celeb air flight.
I am, actually. Do you know what? At this stage of the competition, it doesn't really matter what the judges think. You know, it's really about the public.
She sounds so dopey.
Ooh. And she's a celeb.
She's a celebrity. But
I know it is.
I'll give you a clue in so much as she's a celebrity who you might see on a judging panel.
Oh. Hmm. Oh, can you play the first bit again?
Oh, sorry, I pressed the wrong button.
Play the first bit of the clip again.
So I did that, by the way.
That was clever. If it was Danny Minogue, it'd be a bit more like this.
Different show.
Oh, no, because she sounds
different
Aussie.
Show on a different channel.
I am, actually. Ah. Do you know what? At this stage of the competition, it doesn't really matter what the judges think. You know, it's really about the public.
Oh, dude, I don't know.
Yeah, you
honestly,
do. Yeah, you
I
do.
Don't.
You do, you do, you
hang
do.
On, hang on. Okay, do, okay do, so do. It's not... It's not. Okay, so it might be Strictly or one of those...
You, yeah. You do, do.
Okay, not Alicia Dixon.
Yeah.
Alicia Dixon!
Yeah. You see, you're on a roll, Peter.
I am, actually. Do you know what? At this stage of the competition, it doesn't really matter what the judges think.
Yes.
There you go.
By the way, I wasn't saying Danny Minogue sounded manly. I just said she had an Aussie voice, which was a bit
that.
More like, you know, like that.
Who is sleepy? Who is sleepy celebrity number three?
Now, by the way, this person does have a manly voice.
Literally, I haven't seen anybody else's DVD, and I didn't want to.
Oh, Mel B.
Yeah, bingo, bango.
That is great. She sounds proper drunk, doesn't she?
Literally, I haven't seen anybody else's DVD, and I didn't want to.
No, so shut your mouth.
Let's go.
I love you. Give me a kiss.
You still got your eye mask on.
Peter! Miss Mel B! Wet me scent!
Peter, who's sleepy celebrity number four?
It was tough to do, but I think at the end of the day it helped me bring across the
it has to be Lady Gaga this time.
Her job.
Final answer?
No. Can you play it again, please?
I wouldn't have got this. I got this wrong.
It was tough to do, but I think at the end of the day, it helped me bring across the character and what her job was.
Do you want a clue?
Oh, mate.
Do you want a clue?
Yeah.
She's got an incredible vocal range.
She's got fake boobs.
Okay. Incredible vocal range. Mariah Carey.
Yes.
It was tough to do, but I think at the end of the day, it helped me bring across.
Yeah. What happened to Visions of Love, Mariah Carey? I'm not deviating from the subject.
Where's that piece of paper?
That was a general. What happened to the Visions of Love, Mariah? That pure class.
She got affected by fame and success.
Well, she's still amazing, but you know what I mean.
Peter, you scored an amazing 3 out of 4 on Mysterious Girls. Well done.
There's one left.
There's one more.
I know, I didn't think you'd get it.
Oh, okay.
Come on, let's do it.
Okay, well, are you sure?
Well,
try and not get it quickly.
Hi,
hopefully they'll bring him back to the show now. They realise just how popular he is.
Oh. Oh.
Gotta stay in there. He's such a nice
guy. Oh, my God,
guy.
I know this voice. I obviously don't, because I can't think of the name.
Do you know what?
It.
The weird thing is, because you slowed them down, they sound a bit drunk. It does sound like Carol McGiffin on Loose Women.
It does a little
hopefully
bit.
Hopefully they'll bring him back to the show now. They realise just how popular he is.
That sounds like Mo Giffin.
Dude, honestly, I...
All right, listen. Just think about
it. Can you clue it? Can you give me a clue?
No, listen.
What?
I want you to... Right, close your eyes, mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
And I want you to... right? I'm gonna think of the answer, mm-hmm. Pete, and I want you to close your eyes,
mm.
And I'm going to send it to you
okay, send
telepathically.
It to me.
You ready?
E.T.
No, that's... No, forget the noise.
Oh,
that's
sorry.
The noise of me sending it.
Oh.
Open your eyes, you pillow, I've written it down.
Oh. Patsy Palmer, of
yay!
Course.
Yay! 4 out of 5 on Mysterious.
Oh, baby girl!
Peter.
I think tonight is your lucky night.
Actually, Chris. We're actually looking for the guy to do Bubbler Ranks part
hello?
On the whole tour.
Hello!
36 dates or 30
hello!
Days. Are you in?
I'm in! What's the money like?
We actually need somebody to do that bit. Do you know anyone?
Baby girl!
Do you know where Bubbler... Can we start finding Bubbler again?
I think he works at the Calphone Warehouse.
No, yeah. that was years ago. It'd be good
hang
to
on,
find him again.
Are you not in, do you not stay in touch?
I haven't spoken to him for years. I'd love to find him again.
Did he? But he came back and did the when the song got re-released, he came on Top of the Pops. He did Top of the Pops with you, right?
I think he's just going to have a look online to see if he can find where Bubbler Ranks is.
Are you, looking
right?
in your, are you looking in your phone book for
no,
Bubbler's number?
No, okay, so that was irrelevant.
Hello, Bubbler, it's Dave. By the way, did you like Dave singing on Mysterious Girl?
Not really, but I thought the backing track was brilliant.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Here's a bit more for you, okay. Pete.
Sorry, Dave, but...
Baby awesome. Girl. Whoa. 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 Whoa.
Right,
Matt Fincham. These are outtakes which weren't supposed to make it to the air.
Oh, Dave.
Whoa. You sound like the world's worst ghost.
I was just trying to get the pitch right. I've got an incredible vocal range, like
Mariah. Dave, whoa. I didn't say you can't sing. I just said on that song it sounded...
I appreciate it. It wasn't my finest work.
Whoa. Baby girl. I think tonight is your lucky night.
But do you reckon I should look
words.
For Bubbler, honestly? Get him on the tour.
It's a lot.
Do you care?
No, dude, listen.
Thanks.
It's a lot of money.
Can't you just get him on tape?
Why
have
stick
a video?
Him on tape, stick him on a video screen.
Yeah, I'll re-record. Yeah, all
there
right.
There you come go, on. Easy.
Cheaper.
And you don't have to pay MU rates or anything.
MU rates for a rapper.
That's a good call.
Baby girl! Do you know what the lyrics are? Why do you do it?
Do I honestly look like I can do a rugger rap?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think tonight is your lucky night.
That's not
Peter
me.
Peter and Rella with Bubbler X on the mic. I can do that.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm just for a laugh. I'm gonna get a recording of what he just did on this.
Thanks.
And I'm gonna edit it.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna put him on the track.
That's just an instant solution.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Baby girl, shine like a looking glass.
See, all these bits... I spoke over that. I shouldn't have spoken over that. I should have got a clear take. Can you do it one more time?
No.
Okay.
Show me the money, dude. Show me the money. I'm there for you. You know me. I'm always there for you. At a price, but I'm always there for you.
You know, I've loved it today. I have.
Good.
I've got a triple shot espresso, and I haven't had it yet, and I need it after this. Relevance?
This should have
zero.
By the way, the Peter Andre Moscow State Circus documentary is on BBC 3. Make sure you watch it. So Peter will be announcing an arena tour in the next 2 weeks. Why don't you tell everyone about it now?
Because obviously I don't know what to say because it hasn't been announced yet.
Sure, fair enough.
Thank you. Did you got that info before me?
Chris,
yes.
I don't know what to say. They haven't written it down for me.
But
I don't know what's going on. You know they just push me around all day with this silly film crew.
Well, seeing as I'm
I don't know what's going on anymore.
Should I do a little plug then, quick? Just get it out of the way.
You're gone.
All right, my album's out this week.
What's it called, Peter?
It's called Unconditional Love Songs. Doing very well. The signings are amazing. I'm meeting all the fans. Love the British public. Thank you very much. I'm bringing a book out. It's not an autobiography. It's not. It's a picture book. So it's one of those nice picture books you can talk about.
I prefer them.
Yeah, it's not an autobiography.
Dave hates words.
I'm doing signings this week. Shoreham on Thursday. Tesco's, these are. You can do your shopping at the same time. Fantastic. Chesterfield.
Every little helps.
Exactly. Chesterfield Friday. Blackpool Friday. Selfridges Manchester Saturday. And the perfume is still number one. I mean, I am very grateful.
What's that called?
The perfume is
Unconditional.
Unconditional, which ties in very well with Unconditional Love Song. But I have to say, I am very lucky that everything's going so well. Thank you, everyone.
Is this your second perfume?
No, it's
your
the first one. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Well, they did a survey. We were going to bring a men's thing out, and the women said, look, guys, don't bother buying stuff anyway. So they said, what would you prefer? And they said, women's perfume. And I thought it was a bit of a weird idea, but it's been number one now for, I think, 10 or 11 weeks. I can't complain about it.
Mm.
Does it smell nice? Oh, that's a stupid question. You're not going to go, actually, it's horrible. It smells like a badger having a fart. But, you know.
It's like off milk.
Are you wearing it? Are you wearing it now?
Well, of course, sweetie. It's a perfume. It's not an order. It's
not
meant.
Yeah, but you can still wear it.
No.
Why not?
Because then these hugs would turn nasty.
Here's a question, right?
Yes.
What happens if you go out on a date with a girl
and she wears it?
She's wearing
it. I'd find it weird. I'd find it extremely strange.
That would be mad.
I've got to tell you this. And this is relevant.
Oh, here we go.
Right, yesterday at the sign-in, right?
Yeah.
There's a few girls there and they were wearing it and I could smell it. And, oh, no, thanks. And then this really cute girl, I mean, she was beautiful. We were all looking at her and I thought she was wearing the perfume. And I went, oh. And they're filming this. I go, oh, are you wearing my perfume? She goes, no. And she mentioned the name of the perfume. I felt like such a div. And that was it. It was dead. It was like that record going, have you got one of those
sounds? Are you wearing my perfume? Mm. No, I've just eaten a scotch egg. I'm very sorry.
Yeah. I'm very embarrassed about that. Where do you go from there?
How do you get girls' numbers when you're doing the signings discreetly without that
film crew
catching?
That's what you got a brother for.
Oh, is that what it is?
No, not really. That's silly. It's Jamie's Wag. Jamie, the man on the camera. He's the man. He comes up to me and he goes, Pete. And I go, yes. And he'll go, lookage. 1 o'clockage.
Lookage?
1 o'clockage.
Hey, but listen, how do you know you can trust him?
Because, I can't.
Right, have you ever tried to set him up just to test him? For example,
yeah,
you get three girls in the queue today, set up, right, to say to him, can you give Pete my number, please? Right? Mm. Three girls. Mm. And then afterwards, see if you're in the car and he goes, oh, by the way, Pete, one girl gave me a phone number to pass on to you. And you're like, he's keeping them for himself.
We've been on the road now.
Keep looking like that. I don't blame him.
3 days.
Because he's got to do whatever he can. Yeah.
Oh, no, he's a hit with the ladies, I've got to say. But do you know what? Now that you say that, on the last signing tour, I do not remember him handing me any. You scumbag.
Yep. That's why filming was often finishing early on a Friday night. Oh, we're done now.
Yeah,
so if any
girls
want to get their number to you at one of these screenings, is that the thing they need to do? Look for Jamie.
Yeah, well, no, not now. Not after I've figured out he hasn't given me any. No.
Right.
Now go to Ben. Ben's the other guy next to him with the blue jumper. Who's sitting next to Joe. I found out her name was Joe.
If I found out her name was
Joe. Well, I knew all along, but at
she's working on your show.
Well, she's fantastic. She's, well, no, because we always, it was always that kind of like, oh, she's really nice, but you never say anything. You know, don't go and say hi, what's your, you know, it's just one of those, you work and
By the way, right. If anybody's listening thinking that's not relevant who this girl Joe is, obviously bearing in mind that Peter will leave the building and there's a good chance he'll be stood next to her, which means all over the newspapers will be Peter out with his new love interest.
Mystery girl.
That's one of the reasons I won't go for dinner with you, because I don't want the press to be speculating about our relationship.
I know.
You know?
It'll become the Chris and Peter circus.
Peter was seen with a large-breasted, dark-haired beauty, and I'd be like, it's me! It was me! We went for a meal.
But I would ditch the knee-high boots if I was you. That's all I'm going to say.
I like them. They make me feel like a proper man.
Right? Yeah, and they're fishing waders.
You can't tell me what to wear.
No, I can't. I mean, I'm just
like
giving
my
opinion, that's all.
I like them. Pete, good luck with everything, as ever.
Thank you, mate.
And
why do you keep saying party people, by the way, before I come on? Is that from 20 years ago?
I can't help it.
Yeah.
What's up, party people?
That is shocking.
It's Peter Andre here.
That is shocking.
Yeah, but you know, that's what it was. I'd be embarrassed by it.
Guys, thank you for having me on
your
show.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for
really
coming in.
Really appreciate it. Thank you. And thanks for my hug, by the way.
No worries. Thank you.
No, I appreciate that. It was uncomfortable. I felt the uncomfortableness.
Do you know what? No, please don't. It's only uncomfortable because everyone's watching. Without them, it would have been great.
And listen, let me thank you for coming in. Thanks for coming on the show today, especially with the news of Kate and Alex getting married last night. Would you do me a favour? Would you come on the day after they get divorced, the next morning afterwards? Can you book him in for June the 3rd? That would be great.
Chris Smalls, I love you, man. Yeah, I do.
You know what? You only love me because I get to make jokes about stuff that you can't make jokes about.
That's exactly why I love it.
I always know when Pete puts his head down and starts smiling, it's almost code for, I'm not saying anything, but you can carry on.
Oh, God.
You say whatever you want.
I am going to have the best coffee now. Does anyone care?
Not really.
That was irrelevant.
What time's you signing?
No. Signing.
Are you signing today?
Yes, it's... No. It's tomorrow, sorry. Tomorrow. Chesterfield... can someone tell me the signing time? Please. Joe. See, now I know a name. I'm referring to it all the time.
Where's the next signing?
The next Chesterfield? Signing is Shoreham on Thursday.
Tomorrow lunchtime.
That's going to be mad. Because
the weird thing is, he's there for like 9 hours. He doesn't leave until the last person goes. But get there early to avoid disappointment.
Because everything goes down in price after midnight, I think.
Because a signed album is a sold album. Isn't that right, management team? Peter Andre, God love you.
I love you too, mate.
By the way, good luck with the press, with the Paps. They'll be hounding you're senseless today.
I just speak Greek. I don't speak English. It's okay. No problem. That was a really bad Greek.
How are your folks? All good?
My dad's a legend, man.
He is a legend.
He is. Yeah, people ring him and ask him questions, and they say, so, did you hear about the news? What news? Well, I watch the news every day. What is... talk about world issues? Yes, so, did you hear about Jordan? Well, I know about Jerusalem, and I hear there's many problems, but it's okay. Anyway.
I tell you what, wouldn't it be great to get Peter's dad on?
Oh, he's a legend. I love him.
Properly find out what he thinks. Yeah. I've got to say, I don't know what the problem is. Insania... bloody brilliant record. Do, yes. do. And he didn't even get an Ivor Novello award. Your bloody country. I don't even know where I'm from anymore with this voice.
Dude, you sound Maltese.
I don't know where I'm from.
You're like the man that tells us to haggle on the telly.
Oh, you're funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Peter on.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Take care. All the best.
Hey, don't move, because we're going to do one of them silly photos. Mm. We've got to swap numbers, by the way, because we've got to go for dinner.
Hip-hop hugs.
I'm going to take you for dinner. I'll have you around, I'll cook. Dave's Tedious Link.